God anoints his prophets. We speak of Jesus being the anointed one. We know he's the chosen one. But there are other prophets that have been anointed throughout the history of our Bible. Samuel 1, chapter 16, verse 3. And invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do, and you shall anoint for me him who I name to you. Samuel 16, verse 12. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ready, and had beautiful eyes, and was handsome. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Samuel 2, verse 5 to 3. So all the elders of Israel came to the king in Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. Kings 1, chapter 1, verse 34. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan there anoint him king over Israel. Then blow the trumpet and say, long live King Solomon. Kings 2, 9, verse 3. Then take the flask of oil and pour it on his head and say, thus says the Lord, I anoint you king over Israel. Chronicles 1, 29, verse 22. Solomon anointed as prince of the Lord. Ascensions and miracles by the prophets and disciples. Elijah brings back to life a boy. In Kings chapter 1, Kings 1, chapter 17, verses 20 to 22. And he cried out to the Lord, O Lord my God, have you brought calamity even upon the widow whom I sojourned by slaying her son? Then he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried to the Lord, O Lord my God, let the child's soul come into him again. And the Lord listened to the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. Kings 1, chapter 19, verses 4 to 8. Elijah flees from Jezebel, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers. And he lay down and slept under a broom tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, else the journey will be too great for you. And he arose and ate and drank and walked in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. In Kings 2, chapter 2, verses 7 to 11, 50 men of the sons of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his coat and rolled it up, and struck the water, and the water was parted to one side and to the other, till the two of them could go over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. And Elisha said, I beg you, let me inherit a double share of your spirit. And he said, you have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so. And as they still went on and talked, behold, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, my father, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And he saw him no more. For 43 years of my life, brothers and sisters, I've never heard any of these miracles and ascensions read out in church by any clergy. Have you? Elisha and the widow's jar oil. in Kings 2, chapters 4, verses 2 to 6. And Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me what you have in your house." And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go outside, borrow vessels of all your neighbors, empty vessels, and not too few. Then go in and shut the door upon yourself and your sons, and pour into all these vessels. And when one is full, set it aside." So she went from him and she shut the door upon herself and her sons. And as she poured, they brought the vessels to her. When her vessels were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another." Then the oil stopped flowing. She came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts, and you and your sons can live on the rest." In Kings 2, chapter 4, 32 to 35, when Elisha came into the house, he saw the child lying dead on his bed. So he went in and shut the door upon the two of them and prayed to the Lord. Then he went up and lay upon the child, putting his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands. And as he stretched himself upon him, the flesh of the child became warm. Then he got up again and walked once back and forth in the house, and went up and stretched himself upon him. The child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. In Kings 2, chapter 4, verse 42 to 44, a man came from Baal Elishi, bringing the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and fresh ears of grain in his sack. And Elisha said, "Give them to the men that they may eat." But his servant said, How am I to set this before 100 men?" So he repeated, "Give them to the men that they may eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left." So he set it before them, and they ate and had some left, according to the word of the Lord. In Kings 2, chapter 5, verses 10 to 14, Naaman is cured of leprosy by Elisha. In Kings 2, chapter 6, verses 4 to 6, miracle of the axe head. In Ezekiel chapter 37, 1 to 14, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me round among them, and behold, there were very many upon the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Again he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. You shall know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And as I looked, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no spirit in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the spirit, prophesy, son of man, and say to the spirit, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O spirit, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live." So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the spirit came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great host. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up,
and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you home into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, says the Lord.
In Matthew 10, verse 7 to 8, blessed Jesus says to his disciples, and preach as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You notice, brothers and sisters, the disciples also had power to perform miracles. As in Acts 14, verses 9 to 15, he listened to Paul speaking, and Paul, looking intently at him and seeing that he had faith to be made well, said in a loud voice, stand upright on your feet. And he sprung up and walked. And when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in Lycaonian, the gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul, because he was the chief speaker, they called Hermas. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was in the front of the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, and wanted to offer sacrifice with the people. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their garments and rushed out among the multitude, crying, men, why are you doing this? We also are men of like nature with you, and bring you good news that you should turn from these vain things to a living God who made the heaven and earth, and the sea and all that is in them. Here, brothers and sisters, we have Paul and Barnabas turned into gods by the crowd after Paul made a cripple walk. So, brothers and sisters, I ask you, are we to assume also that Ezekiel, Elisha, Elijah, and Moses are gods as well for performing miracles?